Well, you don't even have to be defending Osama bin Laden or Anwar al-Awlaki. Take the case of Anwar al-Awlaki's son, Abdulrahman al-Awlaki, who was 16 years old, killed in a drone strike in Yemen. And where is the outcry in the United States for killing a teenager born in Denver who had nothing to do with any militancy? So it's crazy what's going on, because we're killing so many people from other countries, and now we're starting to kill our own people without any kind of judicial process. And we have Eric Holder, the attorney general, who tells us that we were mistaken to think that we as Americans had the right to judicial process. We only have this vague right to due process, which it now turns out that that's the president sitting around with his advisors in the White House and deciding who to kill.
Yeah. And that is so chilling, Medea, because we suspected this was going on. For the last couple of years, the White House would not even acknowledge that there was a drone program, even though they would trumpet the deaths that were caused by it and claim that, you know, we've killed 12 or 24 of the top 36 leaders of Al-Qaeda. You know, most Americans appear to take this information without asking a lot of questions. But it has always raised more questions than have been answered. And so the timing of the May 29th New York Times story, which I agree with you, appears to be used to buttress the president's reelection campaign to make him look like a tough guy, is even more sordid for these reasons, that we're not honoring either international treaties or our own constitution and standards of justice. And people are accepting, based on a kind of Jack Bauer 24 fictional account of terrorism and how you crack down on it, that this is all okay because, hey, it's what they do on TV.
Well, that's right. And when you look at a poll that was done recently of 22 different countries, the vast majority of people in the rest of the world think this drone program is horrific. Countries like Egypt, 9 out of 10, Greece, 9 out of 10, Jordan, a U.S. ally, 9 out of 10. And then you see the United States, 8 out of 10 think that the drone program is just fine. So something is wacky, and I think it's wacky that the American people are supporting a program that is killing people in secret.